We've been going through the book of Ephesians. We started chapter 2, and we're really digging into chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. I'm going to read the whole section again, and then I'm going to come back and look specifically at verse 3. And some elements of verse 3 that occur to me as important for the overall argument of our condition in Christ and the condition that we were in prior to our conversion. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages we might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this, not of yourselves, but it is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. In this marvelous section, we can derive so many lessons. We've talked about the fact that we were dead. We're no longer dead. That's an encouragement for us. Death has no hold on us. I'm currently working through a devotional for the Lenten season, and one of the things that I have really decided to focus on is when I make choices, each and every life choice I make, I question, is this a choice for life or a choice for death? The penalty of sin is death. Am I choosing to work in my flesh, or am I choosing to work in my spirit and honor God? Because in the spirit, there's life. We looked at how this affects us, that we're people who, when we live under the flesh, we reflect Satan and not God. So when we claim Christ, we want to reflect Christ. If we're going to say we're children of God, we want to live as children of God. So we talked about obedience in spirit. And now in verse 3, we look at verse 3, and it begins, all of us also lived among them at one time. I love this verse. It's reminiscent of Romans chapter 3, where it says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. We've all been subject to the flesh, all at some time wandered from God. All of us, as it puts it here in Ephesians, are by nature objects of wrath. Now, that doesn't mean that we're by nature objects with whom God is angry. That wrath or destruction that is described there is simply the condition of we are created, not creator. We were created and back to dust we'll go. But the encouragement of this group of verses is that that was a condition we had. Who also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts, Like the rest, we are by nature objects of wrath. Our nature is to be made of dust and to dust return. But the rest of this verse holds a marvelous key to the fact that we have overcome our nature as mere creation, and our spirit has been united with God through the mystery of Christ, and we are now united with the Creator. So we have eternal life. Our life in the flesh is passing, but our life in the spirit is preserved in Christ for eternity. Now, as we examine that thought, let us consider that all of those who are maybe struggling with their flesh, they're still children for whom God has sacrificed himself. And let's understand that we at one time also walked and struggled as they do. In fact, I still struggle every day with making choices for life instead of choices for death. So we continue to struggle in the flesh against sin. Let's not judge others, because we too walked in that category. Let us instead focus first on lifting the splinter from our own eye and then leading our brothers and sisters forward, as Jesus has told us in John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35. A new command I give you, love one another. This is how they will know that you are my disciples and that you love one another. Here's to you successfully loving this week and choosing life over death. Have a great Sunday.